Back at Martin Stadium, we're about
20.
2.5 minutes away from kicking this thing off to start the second half. It is 48-7, and it is 21-20 Camden County.
No, right there.
Oh, 28-20 Camden County.
So they just scored again. More than anything, it's one thing that it's a back-and-forth game, and we kind of thought that. I just didn't think there'd be this many points in that Camden-Northside game. I thought it was 17-14, maybe 21 points, and here we are looking right now at 28-20 as Camden has a lead. They are in the fourth quarter. I don't know what time in the fourth quarter, though.
Bill, do your thing.
Do my thing. The Georgia High School Association would like to thank its corporate partners for their support of high school athletics and activities. State Farm Insurance, Hibbett Sports, Georgia Electric Membership Corporation, Dodge, Verizon Wireless, Georgia Student Finance Commission, Naturally Fresh, Gatorade, Wilson, U.S. Marine Corps, Mizuno, and Sports Med South. Thank you to all of the Georgia High School Association corporate sponsors and their support of high school athletics in Georgia. Thank you.
Bill got an update. It is 21-0 Noonan over Tift.
Yeah, I hate that. We expected that Noonan was going to be that powerful. I was really hoping Tift County would have something for them, and as it appears now, it doesn't look that way. Jed and Solomon out warming up. So after Mark had a real rough early night tonight, missed a couple extra points. His kickoffs were okay, but Jed Solomon has kind of taken over. He's done real well. He's made two extra points, and he's kicked off a couple times, and it looks like he'll be kicking off this time as well.
And, Bill, the Bradwell coach elected not to go with a running clock in the third quarter. So,
yeah, the official came by, stopped, and told us. And so no running clock in the third quarter.
Getting ready. We're 14 seconds, so you have to have a three-minute mandatory warm-up period, and we'll be ready to kick the second half off. I want to remind everybody the Valdosta State Blazers tomorrow at 1 o'clock in North Alabama in the second round of the Division II playoffs. Dick Rock will have the play-by-play. Tom Odom on the sidelines, and Herb Reinhart, the athletic director, will be filling in for myself, who
won't be there,
making the trip because I would have to leave when this ball game is over and drive all night.
You wouldn't be worth a flip by noon tomorrow.
You got that right.
Well, the Vikings will have to kick off to start the second half, and Bradwell Institute will get the ball, and they trail 48-7. See what they can do here in the third quarter. Now, they had the last two series of the second quarter, they started to move the ball. Like I said, we had shut them out, no first downs, and they got three first downs in those last two or three series. They got an interception. Maybe shook off a little bit of the cold. Maybe we'll see something a little bit different here in the third quarter. And if the Vikings can hold here, then the fourth quarter there will be no decision. If there is a 30-plus point differential, it will be a running clock.
As a wise man once told me, the least important thing in life is a score at halftime. But the Vikings lead 48-7. And the most important possession of the ball game is your opponent's first possession in the third quarter and your first possession in the third quarter, and Bradwell will get the ball to start the ball game. Back deep is, let me,
number 8, number 5, and number 10.
Getting my roster out right here.
Yeah, I need to get mine back out.
That will be Deontay Day, Mike McGuirt, and Manuel Crum. Crum on the far side, Day back deep, and Deontay Day back deep, and McGuirt on our side. Waiting on Jed Solomon. He's got the ball at the 40-yard line. Don't forget the Lions High Coaches Show Tuesday night at Loco's Deli and Pub, 7 o'clock, with Coach McPherson and I. Charlie Walker's there at 6. Bill Osborne, the Ozman, with all the stats from all over the place. We're ready to kick off the third quarter, and I'll tell you what, about two-thirds of the crowd look like they've left, Bill.
Oh, it's cold. Jed Solomon, here he is to kick off.
High kick down the sidelines. McGuirt takes it.
Over his head.
At the five, he drops back inside to the 2, goes the far side across the 5, the 10, trying to get outside, gets a block, gets him across the 20, and they'll run him out of bounds, Bill, at the 32-yard line.
Kerry Stanley, again, the last resort, able to run him out of bounds, and he's, again, takes it over. He fields it from the left side, goes all the way around to the right side. They have found something where there's a chink in the armor there.
It's a 27-yard return as they start at the 32-yard line.
Well, the Viking defense set up Ridge Spivey, Justin Wilson, Michael Copeland, Henry Harden. Try and get everybody out there. Number 42, that's Chris Stinson on the line.
DeMario Day goes under center, tied into the far side, gives it to Shelton Barnes up the middle, runs into two or three Vikings, and they'll hold him right at the line of scrimmage. And on the tackle, Bill, is number 30.
That is. That big 6'2", 6'3", 315-pound freshman, Justin Wilson. Good kid. And we got an injured player. Looks like Michael Miller. Maybe a cramp or something, the way he's having to run off.
In this cold, you can cramp up just as much as you can in the heat.
Yep.
Two receivers come near side and bring Greg Reed and Marcus Solomon out here in man coverage. Day goes under center. Five-man front for our Vikings. Takes a snap. Gives it to Barnes. Again up the middle. Boys, he just bust right up the gut, Bill, across the 30 out to the 35-yard line.
Well, they're doing, they're spreading us out a little bit, trying to open up the holes right there in the middle, giving Barnes just a little bit of a crease. And you're right, this is a big guy, and he's able to push his way right up through. So it's third and short now.
Third and three, the ball at the 35-yard line. They were moving at the end of the first half. They have continued it so far. Day goes under center. Takes a snap again to Barnes. Barnes over the right side. He's very close to the first down. In fact, he'll have it as he crosses the 38, almost out to the 39-yard line.
He's not getting much, Wes. Just, picking up three, four here at a time. And then he'll have one that maybe is only a yard gain. But he's getting it on third down.
First and 10 all the way out to the Bradwell 39-yard line.
The Vikings are going to need to get a stop in the backfield to try and slow this down.
Ulrich John up over the ball. DeVario Day goes under center, takes a snap. Again, gives it to Barnes. Barnes hit at the line of scrimmage. Spins. He's still on his feet. Bill, I thought we had him behind the line of scrimmage, and he'll pick up 6 yards as he gets. Seven yards as he gets out to the 46. We had him hit at the line of scrimmage. You saw him spin inside, break two tackles, find him a hole, and just burst through, and we had to tackle him from behind at the 46-and-a-half-yard line.
Yeah, that's where we've got to. We've got to wrap up on that defensive line and try and bring him down. He is a big back.
Tight end comes to our side. Day goes under center. Again, Barnes in the backfield. Second and about three. Give it to Barnes. Barnes on the right side, still on his feet. How? What? I tell you what, they have found something. At the end of the first half, they have started again. He's got a first down into Viking territory.
There's a player down. That's number 60. He was down on the ground last couple series ago. Chauncey Cosley
down to our 44-yard line. First and 10 from there. And Bradwell is finding something in our defensive line they're able to exploit with Barnes that they could not do most of the first half.
Well, and I'm not sure what it is either. There's no real changes in the defensive line. I don't know if they're letting up or if they found something centers and guards that they're able to find some way that they're actually able to trap down and open up a small hole.
I was going to tell you, Michael Mitchell is on the sidelines. He's walking around fine. He has been stretching. It does appear maybe it was a cramp. I'm not real sure, but he does appear to be okay.
Good.
Ball in the middle of the field. Bradwell going from right to left on your radio dial, headed toward that north end zone. First and 10 from the 44. Day goes under center. Tied into our side. Five-man front for the Vikings. There's a snap. They give number 10 on the counter around the right side. Got a hold. He's across the 30, the 45, the 40, the 35, the 30, racing down the sideline. Touchdown, Bradwell, on the first possession of the third quarter. They score. It makes it 48-13 right now with 9 minutes to go in the third quarter, waiting on the extra point.
There's a flag, Wes. Hold on. A flag over there about the 15-16-yard line.
I do believe that was after the play, guys. A little extracurricular activity again. So I do believe the touchdown will stand. I think this was a dead ball penalty.
Touchdown count.
Good.
Personal foul against our Vikings.
Well, they've been running right up the middle with Barnes over and over and over, and then they try something and slip it outside. That's to number 10, Manuel Crum, and nobody's out there, and just a great run by Crum.
That was a 44-yard run by Crum. Waiting for the extra point. Did we jump off sides, or did they move first?
False start. That'll move them back. Just got an update. Still 28-20. Camden County leads Northside Warner Robins. Now 4 minutes left in this ball game.
All right, Bradwell jumped first. Ball's back at the 14-yard line. 24-yard extra point kicks up. And it's good. And with 9:01 to go here in the third quarter, it is our Vikings 48. It is Bradwell 14. We'll take a 30-second break. You're listening to the Lounge High Football on 99.5 Kicks Country. Back in Martin Stadium, Bradwell opens the third quarter with
a touchdown,
a 68-yard drive to cut the score to 48-14 with 9:01 to go here in the third quarter. David Miller set to kick off, and last time it was a little pooch kick right behind our front line, and we kind of let it bounce, and it bounced out of bounds. It kind of saved us from them recovering an onside kick.
Need to watch it this time. You got Chris Stinson, Michael Copeland over on that side, along with Marcus Solomon in the next line back. We'll see what happens.
Miller approaches the football. Nope, kicks this, a squib kick on the ground, and it is picked up on the far side by Corey Franklin. He's across the 30, 35, and boy, he took a shot from number 21. That's Sheldon Barnes. Barnes knocked him down as he crossed the 35, well, as he got to the 35-yard line, and that's where our Vikings will take a walk. It got to the 37, first and 10 from our 37.
Now, the Viking offense needs to control the ball here and try and move something down and put it in the end zone to answer the long touchdown drive by Bradwell Institute to start their side of the third quarter.
All righty, let's see how Tyler Hunter's going to start at quarterback. Troy Braswell checks in at wing back. Anderson in the backfield. Hunter takes a snap, gives DeReed around the right side. He's across the 35, the 40, the 45, still on his feet, the 50, cuts outside, trying to find him a hole, and they'll run him out of bounds at the 34-yard line of Bradwell.
That's one. Greg tried to find some holes, and they just began to shut down. He thought, well, better of that. Run it out of bounds. Live to run another day.
34 yards run by Greg Reed.
Michael Mitchell, yeah, he is okay. He checks back into the offensive lineup now.
Thomas Rump comes in at wide receiver, brings the play, gives it the play to Tyler Hunter. Mitchell in at wing back. Troy Braswell wing back on our side. Hunter takes a snap, drops back, looking. A little bouncer out at the 30-yard line, was trying to get it over to Thomas Rump.
Had Thomas Rump open, it just didn't put enough on it. Had to bounce to him.
And it'll be second and 10, the ball just inside the 35.
Those wide receivers, boy, they hate that when they don't get a chance, when the pass doesn't get to them, because they don't have many thrown to them.
Well, they mark it down. They say at the 34. On the near hash mark, Vikings going from left to right on your radio dial. Hunter under center, tight end to our side. Bradwell, three-man front with three linebackers up tight. Gives it to Braswell around the left side, looking for a seam. Gets hit as he crosses the line of scrimmage. He'll only pick up
maybe a yard,
if that.
Troy, looked like there was going to be a hole there, and then all of a sudden it shut down very quickly.
And that was Shaquille Russell, their Mike linebacker. It'll be third and 10.5. The ball at the 33.5-yard line. Aaron Winston checks in. Hunter still at quarterback. Mitchell and Braswell in the backfield at wing back. Hunter takes a snap. Got Braswell in motion. Keeps it. Looks. Throws downfield. Got Mitchell open at the 25. Cuts past one man. He's at the 20.
Still on his feet.
Crosses the 15 to 10. Back inside. Touchdown Vikings.
I see you, Michael Mitchell. What a great pass by Tyler Hunter. And then just great running by Michael Mitchell. Michael Mitchell, after he caught the pass, they knew he had the first down, made a little sidestep move, backed up and over, and brought it right into the end zone. Jed Solomon in, along with Jackson Dalton and Cole Parker, to try the extra point.
And, of course, they're going to line up outside. And we slide over. Get ready to kick the extra point. There's snap. Ball's down. Kicks up. And it's good. And with 7:37 to go here in the third quarter, it's the Vikings 55, Bradwell Institute 14. We'll take a 30-second break. You're listening to Lounge High Football on 99.5 Kicks Country.
Final score, 17-7, Grayson. There'll be a coin toss. If we got to go up there, I got to get me a freaking snowsuit if it's like this. Or they better have an enclosed press box.
Back at Martin Stadium, 7:37 to go. The Vikings answered with a
touchdown of their own.
With a 73-yard touchdown drive of their own.
Capped off by, about a 30-yard touchdown pass?
It was a 34-yard touchdown pass from Tyler Hunter to Michael Mitchell. Jeb Solomon set to kick off. Day and McGirt back deep to receive. The ball is going to McGirt. He backs up, A ball hits, bounces into the end zone for a touchback. And they'll take over on their 20-yard line.
So Jed Solomon gets his first touchback. And you're right, they'll start at the 20-yard line. Brad will institute will. And let's see if the Viking defense has something for this one.
We did have our second-string kickoff in on that.
That was the entire second
there,
team.
But most of our starters are back in on defense.
Well, we want to preserve this. Without a running clock, we want to keep this score above that 30 points for sure so we can force it into a running clock in the fourth quarter. Greg Reed will check out now.
And there's a new quarterback. That is number
17.
That is Wilson Brown in at quarterback. And he gives it to Barnes up the middle. No, Wilson keeps the ball, gets hit as he crosses the 20-yard line.
Michael Mitchell. Wow.
Michael Mitchell hit him at the 22. And he's in for one play, and he goes out as Day comes back in.
Yeah, Michael Mitchell just caught him about the midsection. And you saw his head snap back, a little bit of whiplash.
Do have a final. Grayson has defeated East Paulding 17-7 to improve to 12-0 in the year and move to the quarterfinals.
So it looks like if the Vikings hold on here, there'll be a coin toss tomorrow morning someplace in the state of Georgia.
Yep.
At an undisclosed location. 17 still in at quarterback.
Wilson, yep, tight end. In fact, it's strong side left to our side. Takes the snap, gives it to Barnes up the middle. She's over the right side, and boy, I'm going to tell you what. We grab him by the ankle, and that was
close to a first down, too.
Yep, I'm trying to see who was in on the tackle.
They're stopping. I think it is going to be a first down, or they're going to measure.
Now to the 30-yard line, and yep, first down. Shelton Barnes, I'm going to tell you what, he's everything you want in a fullback. I haven't seen anybody run against our Viking defense like he has all year, Bill.
No, not like that. 6:20 left in the third quarter. The Vikings lead 55-14.
Wilson in the quarterback.
Kept it that time.
He keeps it, puts it in the belly, pulls it out, and comes up the middle, and it'll be second and 10.
The wind has picked up, Wes. It has gotten much colder.
Miss Jerry, just shake your head. You still got hot chocolate?
No, she ain't got no hot chocolate. She's
nope.
Shaking her head.
No, the boss is shaking his head. No,
he
ain't got
it.
No more. He done drank it all. Oh, she did. Oh, he drank it. She drank it. Okay.
That's okay.
One of them two drank it.
She made it. She can drink it.
That's okay. Joe Stubbs going to bring me some, ain't you, Joe? He's going to bring me some hot chocolate. Whenever. Wilson takes a snap. Gives it to Barnes. Golly, he just runs over three Vikings. It was second and about nine from the 31.5-yard line. And he's across the 35 up to, they're going to mark him down at the 36.5-yard line, almost to the 37. Very impressed with that young man. It'll be third and 1, 2, 3 from there. They've got to get just across the 40. 5 minutes to go here in the third quarter, leading 55-14.
Well, at halftime, Barnes was the entire offense for Bradwell Institute. Now, they picked up and brought a few other people into it. Number 10, Manuel Crum, has had a good run, but
we're in a five-man front. Wilson goes under center. Strong side right. He gives it to Barnes, pulls it out, and will hit him at the line of scrimmage. And they will they'll get back to the line, maybe lose a yard.
We're not going to get the first down that time. The quarterback just pulled it back out, like you said, out of Barnes' hands. But I think both of them, it didn't matter either one. They had keyed on it that time. And the Vikings stop it this time.
Miller standing back about the 22-yard line. We send Troy Braswell and Greg Reed back deep.
No, it's going to be Ken Durden.
Nope, it is Ken Durden and Troy Braswell back deep. Durden to our side. Four men up on the line of scrimmage. There's a snap ball. Hits on the ground. Miller drops it, picks it up. Still kicks it and gets it away. Hits at the 38. Takes a Viking back. Bounce across the 40. And Bradwell will down it at the 41-yard line.
Yeah, we didn't have any kind of rush on the punter. And so when the ball hit the ground, he still had plenty of time to get the punt off.
If we did have a rush, we would have tackled him back there. 41.5-yard line, first and 10, Vikings, 3:51 to go here in the third quarter. As soon as we get to the fourth, it will be a running clock, irregardless of what anybody wants. Vikings with a 41-point lead here in the ball game.
Still that first-team offense. Tyler Hunter at quarterback.
Michael Padgett at fullback.
It's like Geraldo Orta and
Braswell.
Troy Braswell.
Hunter goes under center, tight end to our side. Ball in the near hash mark. Braswell in motion. Gives it to Padgett up the middle. Padgett just rumbles across the 45 up to about the 46-yard line. He'll pick up about 4 yards on the carry. Be second and six from there.
Anderson will come in now.
Thank you, Mr. Joe. Bill, are you wanting a hot chocolate?
No, thank you.
He's not wanting one.
Up to the line of scrimmage now. Thomas Runk, wide receiver to this side.
Hunter under center. They're in a six-man front. Braswell in motion. Gives it to Braswell around the right side. Cuts
what
across the 50, the 45. The 40 still on his feet. Tries to get outside. They push him down from behind, and he'll go down at the 30-yard line.
What a hole, Wes. You could have run through that.
I ain't running no.
You wouldn't have got that far, but you could have run through it.
I don't run, Bill. Except maybe to go get it in my truck when this game's over because it is cold.
Yeah, I think the post game will be very quick.
I'm going to have to agree with you on that, guys. And I keep hearing y'all talk about hot chocolate, and I'm getting real jealous down here.
Well, I hadn't had any hot chocolate, and somebody, I don't know what happened to the heater. I think Coach Dice has commandeered the heater down there.
First and 10 from the 30-yard line. Ball on the near hash mark, tied into our side. Hunter goes under center, drops back, looks, throws out in the flats. Oh, Aaron Winston makes a catch at the 20, still on his feet as he fights to get down.
Wow.
To about the 15, and they'll pull him down at the 16-and-a-half-yard line.
Great catch by Aaron Winston. Deontay Day, number 8, had great coverage on him, tried to make a break on the ball, but Aaron just fought for it and then turned around and picked up a few extra yards. Good throw by Tyler Hunter.
First and 10 down at the 16-and-a-half-yard line. Thomas Rump comes near side. Ball on the far hash mark, and Hunter goes under center. We show tight end to the far side. Man in motion towards us is Braswell. Pitch out to Braswell around the right side. Cuts back inside, and he'll be hit by two Tigers and pulled down at the 10-yard line after picking up about 7 yards on the carry.
Clock now under 2 minutes here in the third quarter. Vikings still lead 55-14.
Guys, we watching Troy Braswell there. We've seen him a lot this year, but he's a little guy, but he runs extremely hard. He finished that run knocking two defenders down.
Wow.
So good to see we got a couple more years to watch him play.
Along with Geraldo Huerta as well. Here they are.
Tyler Hunter takes a snap, gives it to Anderson right up the middle, and touchdown Vikings.
Is that 3 or 4 for Anderson tonight?
That is. I'll have to go back and look, Bill.
I see you, Robert Anderson. What a great run from just outside the 10.
That is his fourth, Bill. That would be his fourth touchdown of the night.
Wow, fourth touchdown for Robert Anderson. What a night. Jed Solomon checks in along with Jackson Dalton and Cole Parker for the extra point.
And there goes another couple hundred Viking fans headed to the exits.
So 61-14 is your score right now. Here comes the extra point attempt. Starting to shiver uncontrollably.
Waiting on the snap. There it is. It's down. Kicks up. Oh, hits the goal post and bounced through.
Wow. Even Jed Solomon's having a little difficulty trying to put it through the uprights, but he does catch the upright and put it in.
A minute 28 to go here in the third quarter. Vikings leading 62-14. We'll just keep it right here.
We'll keep it right here for a few minutes. And yes, we do see it is all second team kickoff receiving. Got Quincy Crawford, Derek Godfrey out there, Rade Moore. Try and get some more of the names out here. Brian Moore, Ken Durden, Mikey On Padgett, number 45. Number 90, Adam Ribeiro, Jed Solomon set to kick off.
Dante Day and McGirt back deep to receive for Bradwell.
Also out on the kickoff team, number 18, Jamel Wright.
Jim Prince kicks the ball deep. McGirt will take it back up, takes it at the 2. Goes far side, crosses the 5, up to the 10, tries to get outside the 15, hit, and we'll pull him down at the 16-yard line.
That's Derek Godfrey, number 28, on the tackle. Wes, I do have absolutely confirmed final score from Camden, 28-20. Camden knocks off Northside Warner Robins.
Mm. So the number 2 team in the state, the Camden Wildcats, has beat the number 4 team. Advance to the quarterfinals, and they'll wait to get the winner of the Woodstock Norcross game. You know what Camden likes about that?
What's that?
They'll be at home next Friday night.
Yes.
Wilson goes under center. Wilson Brown goes under center for the Tigers. Tied end to our side. First and 10 from the 17-yard line. He keeps the ball on the carry and gets tackled as he gets out close to the 20, giving 3 yards on the carry. Second and 7 from there. We're inside 1 more. We're at a minute 5 to go now in the third quarter.
77, Kente Palmer on the defensive line, along with Rodé Moore. Number 99, Dylan Roberts.
There comes a legal formation, and there goes the flag. Dead ball.
Legal substitution.
Yep.
The wind has shifted directions, Wes. It has gotten much, much colder.
You're right. And I don't even want to look that way. I've just got the collar turned up on my jacket, and I'm not as smart as you, Bill. I've got a short sleeve shirt on underneath this and nothing else.
Well, that's all I had, but then I called my wife and had her bring me a sweatshirt before she got here to the game.
Wilson Barnes goes under center, gives it. I'm sorry, Wilson goes under center, gives it to Barnes. Barnes out to the 20-yard line. It was second and about 13. We get that to the 20, so it'll be third and about 7 from the 20. That's the end of the third quarter. We'll take a 60-second break as we head to the fourth quarter, leading 62-14. You're listening to Lions High Football on 99.5 Kicks Country. Back at Martin Stadium, Wes James along with Bill Osborne and Marty Rogers on the sidelines.
And we start the fourth quarter, 62-14, our Vikings lead. What do we got?
A timeout by Bradwell to start with. We'll just keep it right here, Bill.
A timeout to start the fourth quarter.
And obviously, obviously their coach is not as cold as I am.
I'm telling you, we're all cold here. And the stands on the home side have begun to thin down to just a few hundred people.
Yes, they have. Looking up at the seats, I mean, there's complete empty seats almost on our home side. Of course, the visitor side is just about empty. But the wind, I heard you mention the wind shifting directions. It's more out of the northeast now and blowing right in y'all's face.
Yeah,
it is.
So y'all can feel what I've been feeling all night.
Hey, well, you're going to go sit in the deer stand later, so don't worry about it.
Actually, I think I'm going to take my guest and put him in his stand, and I'm going to go get in the truck and turn the heater on.
There you go. All right, 62-14, the Vikings lead. We're going to start the fourth quarter. As soon as this snap, it will be a running clock.
Wilson Brown goes under center, takes a snap, drops back, looks, throws downfield, pass play over the head of number 14. That's Trevon Williams.
And on an incomplete pass, the clock continues to run.
Yep. Two timeouts left for Bradwell. So it'll be fourth down, and David Miller goes back to punt. And going back deep for our Vikings is Kenneth Durden, along with Troy Braswell.
Wow. Final score from Tift, Noonan, 42, Tift, 0.
Noonan, the number 3 team in the state, advances.
Here comes the punt.
To the semifinals. The quarterfinals. There's a high kick in over end. Oh, Kenneth Durden lets it hit, bounces away from him, and it takes a Braswell bounce. All it hits at the 45, bounce across the 40 to 35, and they down it. Well, let's see. They're going.
Yeah, Bradwell Institute downs it there at about the 33-yard line. I see Cole Parker now on the sideline talking to the coaches. I think you're going to see him at quarterback. Let's see.
Noonan will get the winner of the Lassiter-North Gwinnett game, while Camden is waiting on the winner of the Woodstock-Norcross game. Haven't heard anything from Peachtree Ridge or Harrison. Brandon, you might want to step next door and see if you can get a sheet of paper
Chris.
Beckham, from Chris, and give us some scores if you don't mind, buddy. First and 10 from...
All right, Cole Parker at quarterback.
Clock running at 10 minutes and 20 seconds. Parker rubs those hands together before he goes under center. There in a six-man front, takes a snap and gives it to Braswell, who drops the ball. Nope, that wasn't Troy. Did we get it? I'm trying to say, did we get it back?
I don't think so.
The clock's running. I don't see.
Well, it doesn't matter. The clock's still going to go.
Second down. Now they signal second down. We'll lose about 3 or 4 yards on that. I'm trying to see.
I'm not sure who the running back was. Geraldo Orta, maybe.
Yep.
Orta, I believe, had the fumble. He didn't lose it, though.
Joe Coleman checks in at wide receiver. Also, J.P. Perella at center. James Pittman in on the offensive line.
No, it shouldn't be Perella at center.
Okay.
Cale O'Neill, 60.
Cale O'Neill. Okay. Takes a snap, gives it to Braswell on the counter. He tries to get outside. They grab him by his jersey, still on his feet, trying to do his Greg Reed imitation as he gets across the 30 up to the 35-yard line. Bill, where it'll be third and 8 from there.
Good run by Braswell to get it back up to about the 35. Well, they're going to mark it at the 35-yard line. It'll be third down from there, third and about 8.
At the 9-minute mark. And checking in is Kerry Stanley.
Just got a score. Peachtree Ridge is up 17-7 in the fourth quarter.
Wow, 17-7 Peachtree Ridge. It's tough for a team to beat one twice in a year, I tell you.
Paul Johnson comes to our side. Cole Parker goes under center. He'll take the snap, gives it to the fullback. That's number 44.
Dale McMurrow.
McMurrow will spin and will get back to the line of scrimmage, maybe half a yard. And, Bill, we're going to do something we have not done all night long.
We have not punted all night.
And we're going to now.
Guys, I got that last score from my brother, Paul Rogers, listening all the way from Montgomery, Alabama on the Internet.
Wow. Okay.
Hello, Paul. Thank you, buddy. I used to live in Montgomery.
We got a timeout. Who's this? Lounge.
Timeout Vikings.
Well, they hadn't punted all night. Didn't know exactly what to do. Didn't know who to get out there on the field. We're late in the game. Are we going to put in the second punt team? Are we going to put in first punt team? A little bit of confusion. So,
well, let's hold on here. We'll take a little dead air. Go ahead, Brandon.
All right, here comes the punt. Aaron Winston.
Yep, back deep to punt. Standing about our 20-yard line. Nice kick by Winston. Hits at the 40. Takes a Viking bounce all the way down to the 30-yard line of Bradwell. That's where they'll take over with 7:58 to go in the contest.
And, of course, the clock continues to run. Run, clock, run. It is so cold out here.
Oh, my back is stiffened up on me. Spence, if I come and rub on my back, I'm just froze. He said, no, he ain't going to do that.
I don't blame him. I wouldn't either. I'm not rubbing your back. All right. 7:30 now, the clock running.
Wilson Brown goes under center. No tight end. Two receivers to our side. Barnes in the backfield. Takes a snap, gives it to Barnes right up the middle of the tackle. Oh, he does. He pulls it. I tell you what, good ball handling by Wilson Brown. Stuck it in the belly and pulled it out. Followed Barnes through the hole as he comes to the 30. Out to the 36-yard line, give him a 6-yard carry. Second and four from there.
It's Rade Moore, number 16 on the tackle for the Vikings. Tim St. Fort in at one of the linebacker spots right now, along with Derek Godfrey. Kerry Stanley at one of the corners, along with Ken Durden.
6:32 to go here in the ball game. Vikings leading 62-14. Takes a snap and then gives it to Barnes, and Barnes will pick up about half a yard as he gets up to the 37-yard line. Checking in is 92, Ed Moore.
Along with number 99, Dylan Roberts. Also number 32, that's Chris Scurry. And checking out number 77, Kente Palmer and Jamel Wright. Also at one of the defensive ends, that's Lee Carter, number 22. Third down now.
Third and long three. And Brown takes the snap, gives it to Barnes up the middle. He has the first down as he gets across the 40 out to about the 43-yard line. We're at the 5.5-minute mark now. Checking in is number 13, Brian Moore, and number 90, that's Adam Ribeiro.
Tell you, Barnes has been their offense tonight, there is no doubt.
Be interesting to see how many total yards he has on the night.
He's going to be somewhere in the 130 to 150 range, I believe.
First and 10 after the 43-yard line. Two receivers come near side. Brown goes under center. Got a man in motion again. Gives it to Barnes over the right side. Hit him in the back.
That's not Barnes.
That's not Barnes. That's number 6, Demario Day, the quarterback, who started out at quarterback. He'll get the first down as we run him out of bounds in Viking territory at the 44-yard line.
He will pick up a first down, though.
That clock continues to run. 4.5 minutes to go here in the ball game. Brown brings the play in from the sidelines. Ball on the near hash mark. Bradwell going from left to right on your radio dial. Strong side right. Double tight ends to our side of the field. Takes a snap. Gives it on the reverse. And we ain't got nobody out there. And number 8, Dante Day, off of the races down to the sideline. We finally catch up with him about the 14-yard line.
That's Kerry Stanley. It looks like Tim St. Fort just able to run him down. Now, that's against the second-team defense. That reverse is going to work a lot of times because they're playing assignment, and that just kind of goes against everything you've been taught to do. 3:31 now left in the ball game. Vikings lead 62-14.
Ball at the 14-yard, 14-and-a-half-yard line.
Stephen Grant now on the defensive line for the Vikings.
Again, double tight ends to our side of the field. Ball on the far hash mark. Wilson Brown under center. Takes a snap, gives it to Day. And Day gets hit at the line of scrimmage. Maybe he'll pick up a yard.
2:50 now in the ball game.
Bills go.
No, the where's the announcement about the game?
Oh, right here. Peachtree Ridge won 17-7 to advance to the third round.
All right. Here's the snap.
Yep, Barnes keeps the ball looking for a hole. He will not get it. He gets, because they lost about 2 yards. He'll get back maybe to the line of scrimmage. Will it be third down from there?
On Friday, November 28th, the Vikings will enter the third round of the 2008 State 5A playoffs. The Vikings will play the Grayson Lions from Grayson, Georgia, out of Region 8 5A. A coin toss flipped tomorrow morning in Perry will determine the site. So coaches will meet in Perry to determine that site. As soon as the site is determined, it will be posted at the official Lounge Football website. That's www.loungefootball.com and announced on all Black Crow Media radio stations.
Here we go. Brown goes under center, takes a snap. It's a fourth, third down play. They give it to Day. Day around the left side looking for a hole. Hits him. Spins still on his feet. We'll stop him short of the goal line. But, Bill, I think he's going to be first and goal from there with about a minute and a half to go.
Yes, it will be. Also, just to reiterate that point, there will be a coin toss tomorrow at 9 o'clock in Perry to determine the site because of two number one seeded teams facing each other. That site will be posted on the website at www.loungefootball.com and announced on all Black Crow Media radio stations. We'll also have that on our website, Wes, at www.thevikingvoice.com as soon as we get that information as well.
First and goal inside, 1 minute to go. Double tight ends to our side. Brown goes under center. Takes a snap. Quarterback sneak gets hit at the line of scrimmage. And, boy, I'll tell you what, when he comes up.
Yeah, they're going to call him in.
Nope, they called him in. Touchdown, Bradwell.
Tickets for the game will go on sale Monday morning at 9 a.m. beginning with season ticket holders. If the game is at Martin Stadium, reserved seat season ticket holders can claim their seat on Monday and Tuesday from 9 to 4:30. Touchdown Club members can pick up theirs on Monday night. High school and middle school student section tickets will be on sale at the ticket office. Handicap seats are available for the handicap section. Any season tickets not purchased by 4:30 p.m. on Tuesday will be sold to the general public. First come, first serve.
All righty, getting ready for the extra point. There's a snap, ball's down, kicks up, and it's 62-21. Go ahead, Bill.
If the game is in Grayson, season ticket holders may purchase on Monday and Tuesday, and the Touchdown Club members can purchase on Monday night. On Wednesday, the general public may purchase tickets. All tickets for the third round are $10, as set by the Georgia High School Association. The ticket office is located at the Board of Education building on Norman Drive and will be open from 9 to 4:30 Monday through Wednesday. If the game is in Grayson, the ticket office will be closed on Thursday and Friday.
All right.
I don't know if that means if it's at home, they're open on Thursday and Friday. I think they're closed anyway for the holiday.
But they have been open on Friday before for tickets the day after.
Wes, is Grayson, is their stadium reserved seats or is it general admission only?
Yeah, the quarterback.
It doesn't say here.
What's that?
If Grayson is reserved seats.
I don't know. We'll find out if it's at Grayson. We're praying for a positive coin toss to be at Martin Stadium. 39 seconds left in the ball game, Wes.
62-21. Marty, you catch Coach McPherson just as quick as you can, buddy.
Trust me, I will.
And then go start my truck up for me.
I will not do that, but I will catch Coach as soon as I can.
Waiting for Miller's kickoff. Well, Camden County, Bill, the big story is Camden County has proven they can play with a...
Yes, they can.
With a 1-5A football team, with a Region 1 team.
There's the kickoff, very short onside kick, and
goes
out of
bounds. They tried an onside kick, but like I say, it goes out of bounds.
That will stop the clock for just a second as they set the ball, and then they'll put it in and start the clock.
And see who'll come out at quarterback. Run. Nope, Fox is running. I don't know that we'll run another play, Bill.
No, we're not going to have to.
We're not going to have to. Yep.
They're going to run it, though. Let's see.
Gonna run
7,
one play.
6, 5, 4.
Parker takes a snap.
3, 2. There's the snap.
And we give it to number 31. And he gets tackled immediately. And that's the ball game. Vikings will advance to the third round to play Grayson. And where will be determined in the morning, as we've talked about all evening. with a coin toss. Let's go ahead and take a 2-minute break. Come back and see if we can wrap this thing up. You're listening to Lions High Football on 99.5 Kicks Country.
Go ahead, Marty.
Marty, if you've got Coach McPherson, let's go ahead and talk to Coach, and then we'll do the stats real quick.
Coach, great job. Congratulations on the win. Can you tell us what were your thoughts on the game?
Kids played well. Got a lot of people in the game. I'm just proud of them. They worked hard this week and paid off well.
Coach, 62 points. The first half, the offensive line really controlled the line of scrimmage. Can you talk about your offensive line a little bit?
Yeah, we're getting better up front. We talked about it last week. The kids are knocking people off the ball. Real proud of that offensive line. Real tight-knit bunch. Running backs did a good job. Both quarterbacks played well. Defense played a good game. I'm just proud of them.
Coach, good luck with the coin toss, and we'll see you next week.
Time to go win it.
Thank you.
All right. As you heard there, Grayson won, so there will be a coin toss tomorrow. Your final stats brought to you by Coach Dice and his staff for Lowndes Middle School. Final score, 62-21, the Vikings over the Bradwell Institute Tigers. First downs tonight. I missed the first downs, Coach. What do you got on first downs? What do you got on first downs? I missed the first downs. What'd you have? 12-10 us. There we go. I'm sorry about that. First downs tonight, Bradwell Institute with 10 first downs, the Vikings with 12. Rushing tonight, Bradwell Institute 44 carries for 273 yards, while the Vikings had 36 carries for 354 yards. Bradwell Institute 0 for 3 in the passing department, no yards, one interception. The Vikings 3 of 8 for 68 yards, 2 touchdowns, 1 interception. Total plays, 47 for Bradwell, 44 for the Vikings. Total offense, 422 yards for the Vikings, 273 for Bradwell Institute. Fumbles tonight. Bradwell, 2 fumbles, they lost both. The Vikings fumbled twice, lost once. Penalties, 5 for 25 for the Tigers, 6 for 36 for the Vikings. Leading rusher for the Vikings, number 24, Greg Reed, 8 carries for 97 yards and a touchdown. Also, Gerald Dempse, 7 carries for 98 yards and a touchdown. Also, the leading receiver, number 25, Michael Mitchell, 1 catch for 34 yards and a touchdown. Also notable, number 33, Robert Anderson, 4 touchdowns on the night. That's it, Wes. Time to say goodnight, Wes.
Good night, Wes. Tonight's broadcast, Vikings win at 62-21. Don't forget the Lounge High Coaches Show Tuesday night at Loco's Deli and Pub. Coach and I will talk about tonight's highlights and the upcoming ball game with Grayson. And by then, you'll know where it's going to be played at. Vikings win 62-21 to advance to the third round of the state high school 5A playoffs.